Good morning, and welcome to another episode of Diary of a Mediocre Golfer. And it's Paul O'Mahony driving in his car from his house in Glanmire in Cork in Ireland to his local golf course, Fota Island Resort, at Fota Island Resort. And I'm going to play 18 holes today. 18 holes Stapleford off a handicap of 19 without having practiced at all during the week. And today's game is fairly important for me psychologically because it's the first time I've played in a team. Yeah, we at Fota they have a competition in which teams of six are entered, each team having a captain who is a really low handicapper, and my captain is a one handicap golfer. So the six of us play anytime we like during the week, and in the first two rounds of the competition, I think it is that three scores count. So of the six people, well, I suppose there's no absolute guarantee that all six will play, and I've heard that in some teams, some people don't turn out to play. But let's say five play in a team, that means that three of the scores of the five people count. So you get your full handicap playing off Stapleford, so it's how many points you bring in for your team. So the issue for me today is, can I bring in a few points for my team? Or will I be one of the team who didn't get on the score sheet, so to speak? Probably to get on the score sheet for my team. By the way, all of my team are better than me. They have handicaps ranging from 1 to, I think, about 12 or 13. And then they drop down to the duffers like myself at the... Well, I'm the weak one at 19. But I do have a lot of shots, so, you know, you never know. That's a great thing in the handicapping system in golf. You can contribute even when your handicap is high, as you know. So what are the issues today? Well, the issues for me going down to the golf course are that I'm earlier than usual. I have now got 27 minutes before I'm due to hit off. So that's more than I've had in a number of other Saturday mornings going down to Fota Island. So I should at least be able to compose myself over a few practice putts on the putting green. I remember when I used to play in Comwell Park golf course in the UK near Bath. One of the wonderful things about it was that you could park your car, get out of the car and go and hit a few pitch shots, a few irons and even a driver almost on your way to the clubhouse. It was really, really handy. You know, and if there was one thing I'd change about Fota, and there'd be very little I'd change about Fota, it would be that I'd completely relocate the the practice area so that it got closer to the clubhouse. Now, of course, that would mean I'd have to relocate the rest of the golf course, so that would be a little bit tricky for me to do. But, you know, if you could kind of move mountains, that would be, because it would be just really nice to be able to get out of the golf car and take a few clubs out and just go and hit a few balls. Instead, it is a major palaver. I don't want to make it sound too much because I don't know what course you play on, and maybe on the course you play on you have to walk the equivalent of two golf holes to the practice area. In Fota, I'd say it's about a par five to get to the from the clubhouse to the practice area. But of course, when you get to the practice area, it's superlative. That's one good thing I'd say about Fota. It has got really excellent practice facilities, especially for short game practice, especially for chipping and pitching and putting. That's where it's really, really strong. It has a very kind of conventional driving range. Nothing wrong with it, nothing fantastic about it. Just what you need. It's got sheltered covers. You know, it's just what you need in the winter, and in the summer it's great too. But I would really give a shout out for the short game practice areas. Several bunkers, three different greens, and that's what you really want. One is exclusively for putting, and two others are for chipping. And you can actually hit up to about 30 or 40 yards onto a green, which is about the area I need to be a lot better at. I mean, if I could be sure that 50% of the time I'd get down in two shots from 30 yards, wow, what would that take off my handicap? I would think 10 shots. If I could get to 50% of the time getting down in two shots from 30 yards. I mean, I'm saying this in a car now. Some of you listening to me might say, rubbish, rubbish, he'd lose 12 or 14 shots off his handicap if he did that. But I do think if I could do that... In fact, let me start with being more realistic. Let me start with saying that every single 100% of the time today, I hope to get down in three from 30 yards out. Now, if I could achieve that, I reckon I'll bring in 38 or 39 points. And then everything after that is a bonus. So that's the sort of mentality today. What about your own golf? If listening to this could encourage you to do anything, I would absolutely love if somebody else would take up doing their own, you know, diary of a phenomenal golfer or whatever you want to call yourself. Diary of a duffer, even, if you like. But it would be just nice to have a... And if any of you know anybody on audio, any audio platform, but particularly Audio Boo, because I just realised I have yet to check and see if any other people on Audio Boo are communicating about golf. Okay, look, with that shout-out for the practice facilities and looking out my window at rain, light rain, it is 8.5 degrees. There is negligible wind, but it feels like a day when that cloud above will be heavy all day. That cloud will probably take the best part of three quarters of a club length off the ball in comparison with the summer. So, and to those of you playing in the beautiful blue skies of southern states of the United States and anywhere else like that, California, you lucky people, those of you playing Pebble Beach, those of you playing, oh, look here, I can't remember the name of the great golf courses, but those of you who are out there and listening to this, really play well today. Bye-bye.